Hello.
Hello, are we back on? Are we back on?
Finally.
Well, we got interrupted there for a minute, y'all, but we are back. So, how about let's pick off where we stopped? Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Hell, I forgot what I was saying. Damn it.
Hey, hell, start somewhere. But,
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about.
you can't forget what we were talking about. Hell, I forgot what we were talking about because we were talking about something. But no, I think the last thing that I said was, to be honest, I think the last thing I said was when you asked me about the treatment of the child, do I keep throwing it back up in his face? And I don't do that. I don't throw that situation back up in his face. Now I might throw something that he does, like if he do something new or whatever, I throw that at him. But as far as something that I'd supposedly have asked, or especially dealing with a child, I don't throw that up in his face. I can't.
Yeah, because a lot of females, that's what they do. Like, my whole thing is, if you've had an issue, whatever your issue was in your relationship, and you decided to move past it, then move past it. Like, some women keep bringing it up. Like, anytime they get in an argument, it could be something small, but they're gonna bring up that past problem. It's got to come back up. And I hate that. Like, that drives me crazy to see folks do that.
No, I don't, and I don't bring up anything past. Like if we don't discuss it, then that's that. Now I do not say like, now I would bring up something like if I told you about something and I have an issue with it and you never resolved the issue that I have and it's still an argument about it, that means you didn't fix the issue. But other than that, I'm not gonna bring up, okay, the situation with the child because that's already been established. She's already here, it's not changing, she ain't going nowhere. If we're gonna be together, we together. So that we that the child conversation is off limits. That's off limits. So, but like I say, sometimes I think I'm supposed to be a dude. I don't know. So,
Yeah, because the way you talk, you talk
I say sometimes I think I'm supposed to be a dude. I don't know because it's just like it's just certain things. Some things I just don't agree with certain women that they do, and there's certain things I don't deal with what men do.
dude talk.
But sometimes I can also agree why men do the shit that they do, but that don't mean it's right.
And that's the thing. Like, I've never said that anything that men do, especially when it comes to cheating, I wouldn't say it's right, but I understand. In certain situations. Now, there are situations where it's like, okay, bro, I can't understand. I can't even, you can't even defend why they've done what they've done. But those cases are rare. It's not that many cases like that where, a dude does something, like, okay, I can't even defend it. Like, it's no excuse for
I mean, I used to ask my husband, but let me ask you a question. Why is it that you cheated? He couldn't even give me an answer.
what
Well, one, but no, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. One, he did give me an answer, and I was like, well, you know what? Tell the bitch I said thank you. One girl gave him money. He threw me a when I turned 35. He threw me a birthday party for me when I turned 35. And what was so funny was the girl was there, and that would kind of, I didn't know about the situation. Matter of fact, I didn't learn about this until after the fact because she told me. But she gave him some money, a good bit of money. And that's what she wanted to know too, that she gave him money around that time. And I just started laughing because I'm like, well, bitch, that was like 2 days before my birthday. And then I had this, then he threw me this big old party at the restaurant. That's when he had Boulevard Soap. He threw me a party out there. And then, like, well, I came to your party, you was in the bathroom. I was the one that told you you look pretty. Oh, really? Well, then thank you. And then she wanted to go to say she gave him money. Well, thank you. I said, well, thank you for paying for my party. I appreciate it. Now, whether that's where the money went, I don't know. But the fact that, I just had this party, I appreciate it. And that's my thing. So he did tell me sometimes it was always, it was something. It's all it was something that he was getting to, from that person. Because this helper bought him shoes, clothes, hats. So when she sent me all the pictures, all the clothes and the shoes and shit she brought him, I went right into the house and I told him, I said, go get him out. Go get every last outfit that I saw on my phone. I made him go pull it out the closet and I took it outside. I poured bleach on that shit and some of them I set on fire.
Why?
Why? Nigga, you was wearing them clothes around me, like you bought them.
Okay, right. Well, shit, look, that's money you ain't have to spend.
But for one, if she bought it for him, she should have just left that shit alone. She didn't have to tell me she brought that shit. Bitch, you knew he was married. How you gonna tell me? Okay, so now your money been wasted because I just burnt this shit.
Okay, wait a minute now. You can't be burning up shit.
Yes, the hell I can. If she would have never told me that she bought that stuff, it would have never got burnt and got bleached.
Oh my God. Well, see, right. She was being petty, but my thing is, yeah, you see.
And you're right. I didn't have to buy it, but nigga, since I that shit and you ain't getting me nothing? Oh, yeah, that's fuck that. If you want to do something and you're going to get this bitch to buy you something, well, you better tell that bitch to buy me something. Because you ain't about to walk around here flying and you ain't got me shit. So any female out there, listen, if you deal with my husband, you buy him something, you make sure you buy me something too. Because that's the only way that nigga going to keep it. If I know anything about it. Oh, if not, your money going to be wasted. You know, I'm just being honest. I like clothes too. I like to wear shoes.
I don't even know how to respond to that. That's funny though.
It's
oh
the truth.
Oh my
though.
God.
It
so she got to go two options. She can buy him one back, you want to.
Huh?
I say so if she dealing with him, she got to buy two outfits. Cause
she buy two.
Whenever she buy him, she got to buy you something to match what she bought him.
That's right.
Oh Lord, mercy.
I mean, don't come to me talking about you bought him this and the third like you thought like you hurt me because you bought it. Hell, I probably done slept in some of the shirts. Who knows?